What the heck? Okay, good. I was a little worried because I know you had thought maybe it was delivered yesterday, and there was like
Yeah,
another package that I've been waiting for. So I'm like,
that
I
was so,
know,
yeah, that was so weird, especially because like I was told it was gonna get delivered tonight or yesterday. I was
yeah.
like, yeah, I don't know, but it says literally that it's on FedEx vehicle today, so
Okay, good.
yeah.
You know what though? Yesterday he did say, he's like, I'm supposed to have another package, but I just don't know where it's at. So it probably was supposed to be delivered yesterday, but it was on in a weird spot in his truck.
Yeah, it even says like package at station arrived after courier dispatch. So I think it like he might have just missed it.
Oh, that could be too. Yep.
So he was supposed to have it and it probably he went to, you know, he probably just didn't have it in
Didn't
time.
have it.
Yep.
That
But
makes sense.
you should have it today. Did he ever respond to you?
No, but I am gonna call him again as soon as I have it and see if I can touch base. I know he said he was out of town,
Okay.
like during this first stretch of the week. So,
Sweet.
but I think he said he comes back today.
Woohoo.
Yeah. So,
Wouldn't that be cool? Like you have a sale on Friday and then you see me on Friday and then it's like, hey girl, hey, good news.
that would be so cool. I was considering though, if he says he has to come in on Saturday,
Oh
would you be
yeah.
okay with me coming popping in for a sec? Cool.
Of course I would.
I figured you'd be totally fine with that.
1,000%.
Yeah.
But then
I'm
I'd
gonna
be
try to get
pissed.
him in on
I'd be
tomorrow
pissed
though.
if he was like, yeah, but I'm gonna go
Oh yeah, no. He was against that, so I think we'll be okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I would be too. I would be like, you motherfucker. You and everybody else want that, bud.
Right. Why don't you be different?
Yeah, be different, be special.
Exactly. Like, isn't your girl special? Show her she's special. Don't get her a lap gown.
That's exactly what David over at Gunderson's will say to
Really?
guys.
I mean, it's true. Like,
Like genuinely he feels them out, of course, but
yeah.
he has used it and it has worked.
Well, I mean, to an extent, like, hey, don't get a factory-made diamond because your love is not factory-made.
Right. Yeah.
People are
People
crazy.
just don't get it. I know. Like, I will sell lab fashion jewelry, whatever, no big deal. I really don't care as much. But, like, engagement rings, man, it just hurts my heart.
Oh, me
Now they're
too.
all, nobody cares. I mean, I think the next generation will start caring again
They will.
because this is how, like, how the patterns will be.
We're starting to see it, so
Yeah.
we definitely will. I mean, people like 70 pointers are being used as center stones again, so
Yep. I know.
definitely.
I had one recently that
Did
was
you?
like I would yeah, like just a in-store purchase
Yeah.
of yeah, like around a carat, I think it was like a 90 pointer, and he's like, I'd rather get her the real deal because then when I can get her a bigger one, like there's at least still value in this. I'm like,
Yep, 1,000%. Because it's
Exactly.
true, you know. Like, even when it comes to diamonds in general, like I don't want. If it's an engagement ring, 1,000% it should be natural. I mean, I understand like studs, I understand pendants, I understand that kind of stuff. But like an
Yeah.
engagement ring, like that's a lasting heirloom. Like you want something that should last as long as your hypothetical love should last. Like that doesn't make sense to me if it's not, you know.
I agree. Yeah. Especially if you're like, well, this is going to be passed down in my family. Like, yeah, it's an heirloom is something with value usually, or
Right, like do you pass down like CZ? Like that doesn't make sense to me. Do you pass down fake gold? Like do you pass down brass? I'm sorry. No, you don't. Like pass down something that actually is worth something. You're not gonna, you know, that doesn't
I'm right there with you. I'm right there
yeah.
with you.
I'm gonna have to call you tonight so I can figure out what the hell
Yes.
I'm packing. What are you doing tonight? Because it probably won't be until around 8.
I am going to, so I had a show on Saturday that was rescheduled to tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't think we plan on going till like 10.
Okay.
So it should be fine.
I have to run to the store and get like a few things first. I mean, it'll probably be a little bit earlier than 8 anyways, but because I have to get,
yeah, that should be,
you know,
fine.
Normal flight stuff.
Yeah. No, I got you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of like what I need.
Saturday's going to be cold.
Okay. Like how cold? Like, I
like
really want to try 30. To not bring my heavy winter jacket, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you wear layers, I think you'll be fine. It's going to be like 30 degrees. But
I think
warmest.
I could get away with like my like midwinter jacket.
I think you could too, because that's the only day like you might just need to do layers, but that's the only day that's cold like that, and then it's like 40s.
Okay. Because like if I have a, yeah, like I have a fake fur looking one that's like not heavy, like it's heavy, but it's not heavy. I just don't want to wear my like puffer, like, you know, black long.
I don't
thing.
Think you'll need to.
Okay. Because I can get away with walking to the airport, you know, with a not as heavy jacket.
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of what else. Is there anything you recommend me snag or grab?
I mean, the only thing that I have, like, planned for us
is the
salsa
and the Super Bowl,
the salsa
right?
thing. Yeah, and the Super Bowl. And then I figured, you know, we could drive up the mountain. The cool thing about Mount Mitchell, though, is that it's, like, a paved trail all the way to the top. Like, you park most of the way up, so it's not really a hike.
Okay.
But you get good views.
Sneakers? Then?
Yeah,
or,
probably.
Like, should I have heavier, like, traction?
No.
Okay.
No, a regular, like, tennis shoe will be just fine.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to, like, mentally think of where everything is, because...
Yes.
I'm like,
oh. Oh, gosh, yeah. No, I get that.
Okay. I think I'll be fine. I don't want to, like, overpack because I don't want to, like, carry a shit ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so excited.
Me too. We're definitely going to have to do some shopping.
Oh, 1,000%.
Absolutely.
Shopping slash thrifting, right?
Yes.
Right? I'm so excited.
Yes. Yeah, we'll have to, like, go downtown and do all the little cutesy shops down there and stuff. They've got some, like, antique shops and stuff, too.
My favorite.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time.
I think so, too.
I'm, like, still trying to figure out how I'm going to... I'm probably just going to park at the airport, and I really don't want to, but it's going to be, like, $100.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know. That's what I'm considering for my next trip, too. I'm like, do I really want to park at the airport?
I hate, like, it's funny because it's, like, so much more expensive just because it's weekend. And I'm like, this is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I obviously live in a very snowy climate, so I'm going to park in the garage.
Of course, as you should.
Yep. But, anyways, let me know if there's anything else you need. I'm running the tracking again. When does your FedEx guy usually get there?
I did
8 hours delivery.
But
I was going to say, the delivery is usually guaranteed by 10:30, but it is not. So.
Yeah. Yeah, usually they're here by now. So.
Okay. Well, then I hope any minute, so.
Yeah.
But let me know what you think, and we will go from there. Do you guys need anything for Valentine's Day? Do you need any, like, studs or anything?
Not that I can think of. I think we're pretty full on our smaller sizes, and he won't stock lab studs for whatever reason. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I think we're okay. I will. Thank you.
Good. Of course. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.